Thank you so much, Kim, for joining the We Don't Play podcast show today. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling great. I like the name of your podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, the podcast has been here for, I think we're going into 4 years now. So it's been a great blessing and success for people just to listen and, you know, learn from other people and not just listen to me alone. So it's really good to have you here to, you know, help us learn more about monetization, especially with Facebook groups, which can be a big daunting factor for some people, you know.
Yeah. Happy to spread the message and to kind of talk about what's possible with Facebook group monetization, which a lot of people have groups, but they don't know, or they don't even think about to monetize it. They just have like a free community.
Right, right, exactly. You know, before we even get started into that, I would love people to know who you are. You know, just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, what you do, and how you even got into the monetization of Facebook groups in the first place.
Yeah, so my name is Kim Dang. And the last name is just like that, D-A-N-G, dang. And I am the founder and CEO of Group Convert. It's a software that lets you collect emails from Facebook groups. Before I got into owning the software, we have thousands of subscribers now. We have in-person live events. We have virtual events teaching people how to monetize their groups. But before I did that, right after college, instead of going to higher education or what my parents wanted me to do, which is become a doctor, I moved to the desert of California, San Bernardino area, and started a legal chop shop. Like, I literally started my own wrecking yard out of college. And it's because I saw that car parts were selling really well online. And so I started this world by entering into e-com and selling physical car parts. I would buy cars whole, park them out, and I got a warehouse and another warehouse. It grew into a bigger yard. And even though people
recording
said I
stopped.
Couldn't do it. Yeah. Oh, did you stop the recording?
No, I think it's because sorry about that. I think my disk space isn't sufficient, but the audio is still on. So I'm going to keep going and I'll send it to the cloud. But usually, don't worry about it because the audio will be picked up on. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's like recording stopped. Okay.
Hold on.
All right. So,
recording in progress.
With that said, and I wanted to. So I've automated that business. It still exists today, but I wanted to get into a type of business where I didn't have to deal with all this inventory, all these returns, physical products. And that's when my friend told me about affiliate marketing. And in the affiliate marketing world, her name's Rachel. She's like, Kim, you don't need to have a product. You can make money online without any products. You could sell someone else's product. And I said, okay. And one of the journeys, the step one was to create a Facebook group. She told me, create a Facebook group. So that's what I did. And then she's like, well, invite people into that group and they'll click on your affiliate links. And I said, okay. And I invited like a bunch of people. And it ended up to be filled with my friends and family. And so no one really clicked on my links or bought stuff because I thought that that's what they would do, but they didn't. And I didn't really make any money from affiliate marketing. But in that journey, I saw that people were filling out. I could ask people three questions when people enter my Facebook group. And the three questions could be, what's your email address? What's your phone number? It could be, where are you at in your affiliate marketing journey? So I could do market research. And when I did that, I saw that I was copying and pasting a lot of the information over to a Google Sheet, because once I click approve, the information is just gone. In that journey, I tried to look online to find a solution so that I don't have to do all this copy and paste, and I found one. And I purchased it. It was a Chrome extension. And then I'm like, wait a minute, can I own this solution? I didn't, I thought this is a perfect type of vehicle right here where it's unlimited inventory. It's a solution that sits online. I don't have to deal with any physical product. There's no returns. So instead of just being a consumer, I thought about the creator, the producer. So I went online on Upwork, I created a job post, and then I said, create a Chrome extension that can do this. And I got one back within a week, and then I launched it to my group of 25 people. Even though they were in there for affiliate marketing, I figured, well, in affiliate marketing, everyone needs a Facebook group. When they need a Facebook group, they need this tool. And so two people said yes to paying me $7 a month and out of a list of 25 people. So that's when I realized that, whoa, this is crazy. Like, people are paying me per month for pixels. It cost me about $380 to make. And then within a week, I was making over $1,500 a month. Within 2 weeks, I was making over $2,500. And then within a month, I was making over $3,000. And I saw that by me barely knowing any type of marketing online, I read one book, the .com Secrets book by Russell Brunson. And I was able to start talking about the solution in a way that hit people, you know, it made sense. And so with that said, that's what got me into this Facebook group world. And after thousands and thousands of subscribers and launching other Chrome extension products, I decided to create a coaching company and a consulting company around how do you monetize the Facebook group, because I was giving them the ability to collect all these emails, but I realized that they just didn't want to collect emails. They want to monetize the group. And I didn't know what that looked like until I just started tapping the shoulder of my subscribers and go, hey, let me look behind the scenes. Like, what are you doing? And so I did that to hundreds of subscribers, and I boiled it down to a method, the gold method I have now. The gold method is group offer launch and delivery method. And so now, very specifically, I help coaches, course creators, and consultants within 2 to 3 weeks of their life make an extra $50,000 to $100,000 by pitching one-to-many into a group. And our script and the way we have our clients pitch into their group converts at a 3% to 5% ratio. So if the group is 300 people, they're converting anywhere from 9 to 15 clients. And that might not sound like a lot, but if their offer, and we help them craft their high ticket offer, if their high ticket offer is 5K, then that's still an extra $45,000 to $75,000 they're making in 5 days, wow, versus not making it. So that's the solution that I found. That's what I've discovered, and that's what I put together. And now we have a whole team around it, and yeah, and hundreds and hundreds of success stories, and people quitting their jobs, they're retiring their husbands, buying their house, like, all because of just figuring out what is that next problem that I can solve for my people. Yeah.
Wow. You know, this is so encouraging for people who have Facebook groups and don't know what to do with those Facebook groups, because they start them, they don't know how to complete them, they don't know how to even, you know, create activities. And then I think one of the major drawbacks for Facebook groups, when I see that, is engagement and online activity. So if somebody is on a Facebook group, how often should they be connecting with their audience? Is it once a week, once a day, going live, leaving a poll? What is that kind of stretch, so that even though they're in there and they're gaining knowledge, at some point they want to get more than what they're being given?
Yeah, so the advice I give to my clients and those who just want to figure out how to have a more engaged community is, if your current community is dead, like people are not engaging, the best thing you can do is send them into a smaller Facebook group where you're gonna do a training. And that training is only a small window of time. So it's a 1 day training or a 3 day or 5 day training. What that does is it creates this little pocket of interaction and energy that you can utilize as momentum to go and revitalize the main group. So if you have current main group, And by the way, you don't need to go live all the time. Like, my clients do not go live all the time. They only go live in the brief period of their training. And then the main group lives and gets nurtured. You can go and, of course, schedule out posts, but scheduled posts for the sake of scheduled posts doesn't mean like you're gonna get a bunch of interaction. The goal of a lot of Facebook group owners is to figure out how to monetize their audience. So pushing everyone into a smaller, tiny group and not opening up the group until a day before you do your training gives you that rush. You could click approve all and it'll like have a bunch of people rushing in, and you can have a pinned post. That pinned post will say, hey, welcome to the training. If you don't engage and you don't drop your video on what about who you are, what you do, you're gonna get kicked out of the training. So that way you have this like reason for them to go and start posting. And it becomes this viral posting effect where every single time someone posts underneath that main pinned post, the whole group gets notified. So you click approve all, hundreds of people are coming in, and throughout the entire day, each person is getting notified consistently about that group. Your group becomes viral right away in that environment. And then you're riding that momentum into your training. So you open up the group a day before and say, good luck everyone, I'm opening up a group the day before. And then we'll start the training tomorrow so that they all understand, they go, they engage. And then tomorrow they come back at around the same time or whatever time. And then that's when they watch your training and they're engaging with you. So of course we have a content calendar. We have types of viral hand raising posts that you can do. We have all of that that would allow you to have more engagement in your group. But what you want to do is have a smaller, tinier training group that once the training is over, it shuts down. It like ends, it collapses. You kick everyone out. And when you kick everyone out from that training, you're like, hey guys, if you'd like to continue this journey with the rest of your people, there's all that engagement already, make sure you join our main group. And so you push them back into the main group. And now the main group has engagement. There's a flooding effect into the main group. And then you kind of revitalize it. But a lot of my clients, they don't care to have the main group be a highly engaged area because it doesn't matter with their conversion. It's that small teeny group where people have to make a decision whether or not they're gonna join you into your course or into your program in that short window of period. Because if they don't make a decision, then they're out. They're done with that journey. And a lot of people, there's this law called things in motion tend to stay in motion. It's the first law, I think the first or third law of motion by Newton. And so when people are in momentum, they like to continue that momentum. So they're doing the homework, they're committing to you, they're committing to the vehicle, they're committing to your process, and then they don't want that journey to end. And that's when they make a decision to enter into your course or coaching program after that. So that's what I would recommend.
That is beautiful. Thank you for that comprehensive study. Because now someone can look at that and take that information and run with it and still see how it can apply. Because at the end of the day, it's still testing. You know, you may get it the first time, may not get it the second time, and then get it every other time. But it's based on what you want it to do for you, you know. And you mentioned group convert, which is big. I think I have seen it before. It's a red, I think it's red or burgundy. Yeah, it's really, really nice. I wanted to ask about this because I had a question. Somebody that I know, shout out to you, Ken Briscoe. He's an amazing guy and he's a strategist. And I think he fell in love with the concept of group convert because we were trying to like drip people from Clubhouse to a Facebook group. And this was 2 years ago. And there was some kind of, either it was a paywall or a firewall, something happened where we could not be able to go through that procedure. So because you have, and I'm sure there are probably new like revisions or, you know, new versions, how is the group convert going to work best as far as dripping all that information into a spreadsheet from Facebook, not missing out on any of the people, and then now turning that into a CSV file you can upload to your mailing list?
Yeah, so what you could do, because we have clients who have bigger TikTok following, big Clubhouse following, big Instagram following, and their group is like nothing. So the easiest thing to do is say that you have a training or you have an event that's happening inside of the group, and you pick a date so people will know, okay, I gotta join before that date. And you can include the link in a link tree or include the link inside of the description of your Clubhouse profile and say, hey, we have a training that's coming up on this day. It's free to enter, and here's the link. And so one way is to push people to an opt-in, like a landing page where the thank you page automatically routes them into the group. So at least you get the name and the email address before, you know, anything happens. Another thing is you can send them directly to the group, and they click, if they even click try to join, they're in the members request area.
Right.
So like you all of a sudden know who they are and know like their exact Facebook profile. So that's another way to just like quickly just grab their, you know, get their information. But that's one way in which you can pull people from another platform into theirs. We have a client, his name is Lewis. He has a 5,000 Instagram followers. He just put the link to his group in his description, and he made a few, like two stories to his Instagram. And his group filled up to 400 people in 3 days. So it was very fast, very viral. And then when he pitched, he converted 7 people into his 10K offer. So he did like $70,000 in 5 days because of this Instagram to group to pitch, open cart, close cart. And then, yeah. So for you on Clubhouse, just say you have a training that's coming up. If it's not a training and you don't have a training, you could say, hey, grab our, for example, if it's like anything health related, we have a client that she sells keto products. So she's like, grab our 55 keto recipes, click here. And when they click on that, it sends them to a chatbot, a messenger chatbot that's like, oh, you're looking for that recipe? Well, join my group, because that's where it's in. And so then they have to come into her group, and that's where they're getting the email, the phone number. She's getting all that information as they're coming into the group to hunt for that that recipe. And in this marketing space, it's called lead magnet. So your lead magnet could be a recipe, could be a template, book, or you have a training that's coming up that's not happening yet, but everything is in your group and they gotta join your group to get it. So I call it my Easter egg hunt method. They will hunt for that Easter egg, even though it's not Easter.
True. So, so true. I love that concept, because now somebody that has a concept with a Facebook group that wants to monetize, the goal of the Facebook group, I believe, is to get that lead magnet into a conversion cycle, for lack of a better word. And when people have, you know, courses, programs, like you mentioned, the $10,000, you know, program, some people may have something on low cost or maybe low entry offers or low, you know, pricing, whatever they have. Now, how best can someone that just has a low ticket offer that just wants to make a couple of subscriptions a month, how can they do that with their Facebook group and monetize it whereby they don't feel like they're being too salesy or being too pitch?
Yeah, I love that question, because that's also what I teach. We have a free 5-day training that we teach. And then day two, I talk about how do you automate your group. So one of the things you can do to sell low ticket is, one of the three questions you can ask is, hey, do you currently have my thing? That's a low ticket thing. It lets you benefit, and it's used by social proof. Go ahead and grab it for free here, or go ahead and grab it here and include a link. And so for us specifically, we say, hey, do you have GroupConvert? GroupConvert, by the way, it's free, 14-day free trial. and it's only like $10 a month at the time of this recording. Who knows what price it will be when you hear it. But with that said, we specifically tell our clients, hey, you guys can actually see if they're a buyer or not upon entrance. How valuable would that be if they become a buyer upon entrance? So one of the questions you say is, do you have GroupConvert? This is what I would say. Do you have GroupConvert? It lets you collect emails from your Facebook group. It is used by 8-figure CEO Tanner and multiple 7-figure CEO Troy Dean of WPL Vision, blah, blah, blah. Try it out here. Here's the link, www.groupconvert.com. And then, so that's part of the question and the answer. A lot of people are like, yeah, I do have it, or no, I don't. What is it? Or no, or I'm on the free trial. So there's all these question answers that they'll answer as they're coming in. And we have a virtual assistant literally message every single person that says no. And all they do is they're just like, why not? Why don't you have it? Oh, I don't know what it is. Oh, well, this is what it does. Oh, okay, I'll try it out. Well, here's the link. And so all day, every day, you can turn your group into a low ticket selling machine. As people are coming on in, they will say yes or no. They have everything or not. They're educated and aware, solution aware of your solution as they're coming on in. And then you can go and have a virtual assistant or two. Just message them and say, hey, welcome to a group. What are you here trying to do? Oh, I got into this group because I want to do this thing. Okay, well, it looks like you don't have GroupConvert. Are you aware of what it is? Well, it does this. Okay. And so that will turn passive members into immediate low-ticket buyers. And once they buy that low-ticket thing, they would be way more open-minded to saying yes to purchasing other things you might have to help them. And let me be clear, the thing you're selling them is going to help them, and it's a mutually beneficial trade. It's not trying to get them in a salesy, slimy way. It's to give them something that they would need anyway as they're coming in. Because my group is, how do you monetize Facebook groups? That's the whole group. So as they're coming in, them being aware of a tool that lets them collect emails from groups, that would help them in this journey, because they're coming in for that reason. And they're learning that thing, and they're getting the tool that helped them do that anyway. So it only makes sense if it's the next part of their journey, and it's not something coming from like blindsiding them randomly, you know?
Right.
So that's one of the methods that I teach. Of course, you know, I could sit here and talk for like forever about all the other methods that I teach, but that's something that someone could implement right away today. And it's easy to do.
Thank you so much. That helps a lot. One of the things I wanted to also ask too, which would be, you know, towards the end of this amazing episode, which I know a lot of people are going to binge on because people want to learn how they start their businesses correctly, is what features within the Facebook group should they be capitalizing on when it comes to engagement? Is it the polls? Is it putting videos? Is it putting links to blogs? What is that best converting? And I'm sure it's all about testing, but if you can give like the top three features that people can use within Facebook groups to just build that activity and of course build that brand awareness for the products or service that they're offering.
Oh man, there's so many, but top three is, back in 2020, Facebook groups decided that hashtags are important. So it's as if it's the day before you realize that hashtags are important for Twitter or Instagram. All of a sudden, it's important for Facebook. So some groups have been growing at a rate of like going from dead. Like one of our group members, his group was 200 people total for the past 5 years. And it shot to 30,000 organic people coming into his group per month because he was just doing hashtags correctly. So one thing to do is make sure that the correct hashtags are in your group posts. And also you're pulling in these relevant hashtags from blog posts that are popular. And so I have a whole hashtag masterclass strategy that we dive really deep into, but just surface level, some groups are exploding at 30 to 50,000 new members a month organically, no paid ads, because they're using hashtags the right way. and with 98% activity level, as in it's not just people coming in and like leaving and bouncing. It's people who are coming in, filling up the group and being crazy manically active. So that's one thing that a lot of people listening would have no clue about, because, you know, unless you're deep into this world, you have no idea. So that's one really good golden nugget that you can walk away with. Another thing is the way in which you set up the group. There are certain key words to the title and to the way the group is just like set up that can create a clear path to purchase. So as people are coming on into the group, you can have a pin post, and that pin post, if you're like, step one, do this, step two, do this, step three, do this, step four, continue your pathway to freedom or continue your pathway to group monetization. Each single post has its own unique URL. So you can link a post to post to post to post. So in fact, you can have someone come into your group and not scroll around aimlessly, but go down this complete step-by-step, 17, 18 steps deep into, you know, clicking on your affiliate link and then going and signing up to your thing, sharing your Instagram profile. Next step is like subscribing into your YouTube. So you could have 8 to 10 posts linked together that have them go through all the motions of subscribing to everything you have, clicking on all your links. And in fact, one of my subscribers, he's the top ClickFunnels affiliate person, earning well over 6 figures a year. And he set up a group just to do that. Like, they click on his One Funnel Away link for ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels has like a million affiliate programs, and he just sends them from one link to another, to another, to another. So by the end of their whole journey, they've clicked on 18 affiliate links, plus they go and they watch his free video that sends them into his course where there's an upgrade. So in one fell motion, you can have people clicking on all your links and then consuming you and then upgrading into your offer. I call that moving the free line. So that's another tip that you can do. And then a third one for Facebook groups is, let's see, I have so many. So let me just try to choose like a really, really good one that can help you a lot. So groups, so this is just specific on the title of the group. If your group is titled in a way where people will go and search for it, like suggested, it will show up as part of your suggested group. And the more topics that you put into the group, such as like hashtag entrepreneur or hashtag free training, or because these topics are hashtags inside of the group. When people are scrolling around, it's just gonna pop up as a suggested group in the top right-hand corner for them. And so your group will actually be more suggested, more SEO friendly. And if you can position your group to be like a how-to group, a lot of people will search for that versus something that's like obscure, name is hard to spell. So make sure that your title and the topics inside of the group are relevant to what it is that you're teaching or your community is surrounded around. So those are the top three tips.
Wow, that was spot on. Thank you so much, Kim. This has definitely changed the game, and I'm sure it's going to be used by a lot of people who, especially Group Convert, they will definitely have to check it out because this is, if they've never heard of it, please make sure you guys go to groupconvert.com and check it out. And I know, Kim, you have so many amazing places, and I'm sure some people may want to even connect with you, you know, offline or even online after this show is done, after this episode is complete. You know, what options do they have available so they can connect with you and maybe stay in touch?
Yeah, so they could connect with me on my social media. For Facebook is The Kim Possible Dang. For Twitter, Instagram is at Kim Possible Dang. But the easiest thing to do is really to go to groupconvert.com. And even if you don't sign up for any free trial, you just opt in to the email. You'll start getting our newsletter and you'll start seeing like what it's like to learn how to monetize a group. We have free training that happens every single month where you can learn what I'm telling you here in a more extensive way for free. So if you go to groupconvert.com and you just opt in, you'll be able to dive a little bit deeper into our world. And the good news about this world is a lot of my clients who convert and like make crazy amounts of client conversion in a short amount of time, their groups are small. So on average, your group needs to only be about like 200, 300 people, even less than that, for you to get your coaching program, you know, off the ground, or your consultancy program, whatever it is that you have. Putting people into a Facebook group and having them make a buying decision where they're saying yes to the life they could live if they follow you is just such a great container to do that. And you don't need to spend years trying to build up a huge, huge audience. So I always say you can profit big on small groups. And another thing is, this is a feature that a lot of Group Convert users might not know, but our next level of Group Convert is called Group Flow. You're gonna find it at trygroupflow.com, but it's actually the next version of Group Convert, where we've been beta testing it and pushing it out to our current clients, but it allows you to scrape leads from other people's groups that you don't own, so that you could create a clear path to purchase with pipelines, and every step of the pipeline is scripts that have been tested that our clients can use to go and create a very clear path to purchase for their people, migrating audiences from other groups into their own. So that's what's cooking over here at Group Convert. And I'm really, really excited for that, because then you don't have to really rely on ads as much to get that, you know, get clients.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate you for being here and joining us on the show today, and I definitely look forward to bringing you back so that people can, you know, let me know if anybody reaches out to you, because this is something that a lot of people need, and you brought it at the very perfect time. So I really appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to give as much value to your audience as possible.
Anytime. Thanks. Till we meet again. You're welcome.